Blue smoke wafted through the trees. Kruver and Shog sat on the bankside, dabbling their paws in the shallows. Sagax and Gulliff checked that the boats were well concealed. Skirrim had wheedled his way into a new position. Mimsy and the Gowsome Kooks had actually appointed him to serve the meal. Triss covered her mouth, turning aside to stifle her merriment at the sight of him. Skirrim had bound a turban about his ears to stop them from flopping into the food. Clad in a flowery apron, he wielded a ladle officiously.
"Attention in the ranks, chaps! Lunch is served! Line up here in a jolly orderly manner! No nonsense now, I'm your disher-upper, so watch your behaviour, what?"
When Triss had been served with a delicious bowl of something the shrews called Streambank stew, she took her beaker of cider and a small batch loaf of shrew bread. She sat between Kruver and Shog. All three giggled helplessly as they watched Skirrim chiding Sagax.
"Good grief, sir! Look at those paws! Afraid I can't serve you until you've washed them in the stream. Move along, please. Don't stand there glaring at me like that. Next!"
It was in the midst of all this that Gulliff suddenly held up his paws for silence.
"Hist! Sounds like our backtracker's returning. But they're coming this way, running like mad beasts. Break camp, Gowsim! Get the little uns ready to leave fast."
The fire was quickly doused. Triss and her companions helped to round up the shrew babes. There had originally been four backtrackers, but only two staggered into camp, one with a vicious spear wound in his paw. Sagax threw a cloth around the injury, binding it speedily as the shrew gasped.
"Get moving, sharpest, Gulliff. There's a horde of vermin on our track, armed to the teeth and out for blood. They slew Cadro and Elbum, but we got away. They're hard on our trail, mate. There ain't time to hang about."
Gulliff drew his rapier as he heard the vermin crashing through the undergrowth downstream. The tough little Gowsome leader growled out orders.
"Mimsy, Triss, get the old uns and the babes going. Make for the ford and head south down the path. Sagax, you two stream dogs and the rest of you, we'll form a rear guard and follow. Get going now, quick!"
Curda, Vorto and Riggan raced ahead of the rest, while freebooters and rat guards thundered along both sides of the bank, supported by Prince Blad and Slitfang. Plug Firetail stumped along not far behind.
"Ha ha, we'll lay 'em by the tails this time, buckos!"
Riggan put on a spurt, calling back to Curda.
"Sight of them up ahead. There's smoke and steam, though I don't see no boats."
Curda slashed at willow fronds with her sabre.
"Never mind their boats. We find them later. Get their slaves."
Fordo grinned triumphantly as they passed through the camp.
"Some of those ashes are still smouldering. They broke camp in an hurry. We'll soon catch up with them."